Hunt, hunt, hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jason Wilde time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
I'm rattled.
Rattled?
Big time rattled.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do tell.
I fell back to sleep after my alarm went off at 6:30, which I know is absurd for you guys because you get up way earlier. And I had a nightmare that we were doing a live broadcast from Boucher Nissan in Greenfield, where I got a couple of buddies that always take care of me. And, like, everything was going wrong. Like, I had completely mismanaged the clock, which, of course, I mean, that is par for the course.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm still waiting for the nightmare part.
But like, technical difficulties, everything. And I woke up, and it took me a second to realize that had not, in fact, happened. So, and then the phone rang, and it was Joshy, like, you know, 20 seconds ago. So I'm trying to get my bearings, but that did not occur. I'm on a very well-run, well-produced, entertaining morning program, and Wilde and Tausch is not going anywhere. I'm going to be at home, and Homer is going to be our cousin sub of the day. I'm trying to like get my bearings, and Stella's looking at me like, "What the hell's wrong with you, Dad?" So I'm ready, but it's going to take me a second to get my bearings.
Am I up?
Yeah, always.
Hi, Jason.
Outstanding segue, Chew. Great to have
you. Well, you jinxed us. You said, well run, well produced. And I was going, oh, no. No, don't
Jason,
put that on us.
Jason, T. Higgins is not coming to the Packers because I'm in Gabe's camp. The least Cincinnati's going to do is franchise him and then trade him, and then you got to pay him. That's kind of a double whammy, so that isn't happening. But I'm looking at the free agent market, and there's really nothing. You tell me if anyone. I mean, Chris Godwin, Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins, Marquise Brown. Anybody? Does anybody on that list other than T. Higgins excite you?
No, not at all. And I was going through Pro Football Focus had its top 100. That it posted, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago, and I was reading it, and it is not a robust free agent market. Now, there are some trade possibilities, obviously, and I know you guys were talking a little bit about Max Crosby and that idea, which, you know, I know this. There are two former Raiders on this roster, including Josh Jacobs, who flat out said after the loss to the Eagles that he is going to be recruiting guys. And Max Crosby would certainly be a logical one, right? Now, there are some rumblings, too. I can't remember who I saw this from, one of the Cowboys reporters, I think, that Rich Bisaccia now might be a candidate in Dallas for the head coaching job, where he was the special teams coordinator for quite a while. But there's another Raiders connection, and there are two ex-Raiders that both played with Josh Jacobs that are either getting traded or released. It would be Davante Adams and Max Crosby. I would be okay if this was Las Vegas East, if those two players were on this roster and it didn't cost a fortune. Now, here's the problem, and I know I've talked about this multiple times, but go back and listen to Goody when he is asked about the idea of trading a high pick, which again was not defined. So I don't know if it was a first rounder or, you know, what's the suggested trade from the 33rd team, a second and a third for Crosby in separate drafts?
Yes.
I don't know if that's a price tag in terms of trade compensation that Goody would be willing to part with. Obviously, they made some pretty darn good picks in the last 3 years, so I think he cherishes his draft picks more than ever. But Goody's big point, and he's right, is that if you're going to do that, you better be right. Because if you're not, not only have you given up the draft capital, but you have also taken on a much more expensive contract than you would with the players that you would draft in those positions. Now, he didn't rule out that he would never do something like that, but he did not leave a strong impression that that is something that he would be willing to do. So maybe he's being coy. I personally think they have to do something in terms of their pass rush. They just don't have enough. Even by firing their defensive line coach, even if the next guy, you know, gets Rashawn Gary's conversion to 4-3 end, which he was at Michigan, so I feel like that's a little excuse-making-y that he just struggled to make the conversion last year or this past season.
Especially after he was the star of training camp. Had no issue, no questions about converting when he was beating everybody one-on-one in training camp.
You're right, yeah, and Goody did mention that, actually, that he was surprised by how much they struggled to generate a pass rush up front, given the way the start of training camp went. So, again, I don't like it. Chewy, I'm with you. I don't see anybody on that free agent list where I'm like, ooh, now that'd be a good guy to get. Mm-hmm. But, again, in fairness, like, I knew of Xavier McKinney. I certainly didn't know he was going to be as good as he was. Obviously, we all knew who Josh Jacobs was, but like I always use this as an example. I didn't know who Za'Darius Smith was, and maybe that makes me bad at my job, but I obviously did all the research once there were reports that they were courting him in 2019. But the guy, I think his career high had been 8.5 sacks. He wasn't a full-time player for the Ravens, and those are the kinds of guys that Goody wants to sign are ascending players who are coming off the final fourth year of their non-first-round pick rookie deal, and he thinks have the best football ahead of them. And there's no doubt that that was the case with McKinney, and until he became a malcontent, there's no question that was the case with Za'Darius. So those are the types of players that Goody would be looking for in free agency, and I just don't think he's going to be real fired up to give up multiple picks to get a player that also comes with a high contract. But maybe there's that one exception that he's willing to do, and maybe that is Max Crosby.
So, Jason, if the free agent list isn't that appealing, does that potentially, because they are going to have some money to spend, does that increase the likelihood that they bring Josh Myers back?
Well, that's a good question. I wrote about him for today. I don't think that the offensive line... I think those are independent. And I think when I look at where they're at, I think they really liked how Josh played in his final season. He revealed at the end of the season that he also played since the 49ers game with a torn pec, which, Chewy, I know you had a lot of injuries. How he played with a torn pec, the position of center, for six games and then the playoff game is absurd. And then obviously he suffered the leg injury at the end of the Philly game. Look, I think you can do a lot worse at center than him, but I think he's going to get the John Runyon treatment. Hey, you're good enough for us to re-sign you, but we're not going to do it. Thank you for your service and, you know, enjoy your lucrative contract from someone else. If I'm wrong, you know, Josh has become one of my guys that I go to in the locker room. I think he's become a guy that he's definitely not like Frank Chu, but he's kind of that offensive lineman that, you know, and I don't want to compare him to Tausch because they got two different personalities, but he's not a guy that is super rah-rah or is going to yell at guys. He's more that kind of steady leadership guy, and you need guys like that too. And so I do think he really showed his value this season and played his best football. But if you can move Elton Jenkins or you can make Jacob Monk a starter, you already have Jordan Morgan who can take over one of the guard spots. They're surely going to draft two or even three offensive linemen because that's what they seem to always do now after a couple of drafts where Goody didn't pick any of them. I don't think having extra money because there's not a robust free agent market from the outside to sign into your team is necessarily going to change where they're at on Josh Myers. But I hope you're right, Gabe.
Jason, for all the talent on this Packers team, no finalists for the Packers across the 8 AP NFL awards this season. Did that surprise you?
No. I mean, look, they weren't that good, right? I mean, they were good, but they weren't like, who are their players other than Josh Jacobs and other than Xavier McKinney? Like, the one that surprised me was Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Edgerrin Cooper.
The late push by Edgerrin Cooper would have gotten him on the list, but I'm going to be honest, like, I didn't know what kind of season Jared Verse was having until, you know, I watched their playoff game in the snow, right? So, I think they do have, you're right, Jen, they have some good young talent on this team. A year ago at this time, their quarterback was coming off of an incredible hot streak, and we were talking about how Jordan Love was going to be in the MVP conversation this year. That did not occur either. So I keep thinking about this, that what a critical offseason and critical season 2025 are going to be. Like, and I think it's partially fueled by the fact that we were all, myself included, I was swept up in it, in Love-a-mania, and oh my God, this young team that was supposed to be rebuilding and was sitting at 3-6, you know, won six of their last eight, then won a playoff game in convincing fashion, and had the 49ers after three quarters right where they wanted them. Like, the feeling we had at this time last year after the season ended, compared to the feeling we have about this team now, it's not quite night and day, but it certainly is very far separated on the spectrum. And this offseason, they have some obvious holes that they need to fill, certainly through the draft, maybe through free agency or trade. And then they've got a bunch of guys facing critical, this guy needs to make a jump, years. Plus, I think the coach is on a little bit. He's not on the hot seat. I think he's more on a, hey, now you've survived 2 years with the youngest roster. Goody made the comment about this team being ready to compete for championships. What are you going to do to get the offense looking more like it did before, but with Josh Jacobs involved? Like, I just feel like it's such a pivotal offseason and pivotal season ahead that I'm really curious to see how much all these guys from the coaching staff and the GM on down to the players elevate.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Listen to Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch each and every day after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Got to get to Craig Karmazin. He is coming up next. I want to ask Craig about the Max Crosby thing. Do you think Craig will also weigh in on the Ben Johnson thing, especially after the Peter Schrager revelation yesterday that they don't know each other? Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur have no relationship whatsoever. Does that change anyone's opinion on the Ben Johnson comments where he called out Matt LaFleur? We'll dive into that with Craig Karmazin after this.
Fellas, listen up. If you're getting ready to take that next step in life and propose, only one place you need to go. Of course, that's the Jewelry Center. It's going to be your first stop. It's going to be your last stop. Whether it's naturally mined or lab-grown diamonds, the Jewelry Center always going to have options for you. And the great thing about the Jewelry Center is if you don't have an idea of what that ring is supposed to look like, what you want it to look like, what she wants it to look like, well, if she has a Pinterest board or ideas, bring those to the Jewelry Center and the helpful team of experts is going to take your ideas from dream to reality. So learn more about the engagement ring selection or any of the other services. Great stopping there for gifts if you already are married the way that Chewy does. ShopTJC.com is the website or stop in today, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. And when you head to the Jewelry Center, tell them that Gabe and Chewy sent you.